Morning Show on East Coast FM.
The Morning Show
with Declan Meehan.
Brought to you by Glenmill Golf Club Newcastle. Online at glenmillgolfclub.ie.
Okay, on the morning show. 087-77-11-103 is our number. Helen Quinn, the author, is here with us. You're very welcome, Helen. Thank you.
Thank you, Declan.
And you were just telling me you've got connections with Arklow. You're straight in.
Yes. Yeah.
What are they now?
Based down there.
Yeah, who are they?
Quinns. So, well, surname on the book.
And you went to school there as well.
I did, yeah. I was just saying I bumped into a school friend here. So, yeah, I went to St. Mary's.
Oh, very
so,
good.
Yeah. For my sins.
But there's now a Kildare connection and part of the writers group over there. So
yeah, I'm a member of Kildare Writers Circle, and myself and Brenda run a...
That's Brenda Drum, yeah.
Brenda Drum, yeah. We run a workshop for teenagers. We do that once a month called Writing Scene. So we do little creative writing exercises for them and that. So that's going strong, 2 years in the making.
Right, and how long have you been writing yourself?
Well, the book that I'm publishing now, that's coming out now, Tales from Laura, I started in 2001 and parked it for a while, wasn't working
that's
out.
That's a good
how I
while,
was.
Actually, Helen.
Yeah, and in about 2009, I looked at it, scrapped 45,000 words and rewrote the whole book.
And the pain and the anguish that went into those
pain,
in the first place.
I think it paid off. I hope it'll pay off, you know, but I feel it's paid off. So, I'm publishing it now, so I've self-published it.
Great, which is another brave thing to be doing, and it's great. But listen, what's it about? What's the premise?
It's about the secret world of wish-making. It's about two characters, Bill and Bob. So, for example, if you make a wish, I kind of came up with, where do they go? And this place, Laura, came into my imagination. Bill and Bob, they get this wish, which they call requests, and they look at it and say, well, you know, how do we figure this out? And there's eight tales, so eight different wishes. So starting from 1381 right up to 2009, the last story is based in Kilkenny. So where a young girl makes a wish to attract the boy that she's in love with. His name's Miles. But they can't grant it because for some reason Miles will never be into her. So... to find out, read the book. It's a mixture, and not every wish gets granted because there's these beings called negativities that stop them and cause all. And so there's a big epic battle scene in the book towards the end where they, you know, where they, you know, try to stop Laura from stopping them destroying the earth and that kind of thing. So it's a very mixed book.
And what do you think of wishes? Do you think we have to be careful what we wish for?
Yeah, I would definitely. I got the idea from affirmations. I do affirmations myself. So I heard the young guy here talking earlier, Eric, talking about going for your dreams and all of that and this positive thinking. So I really believe in it, and that's how the genesis of the story came about. Be careful what you wish for. It's the way you phrase it, but also there are times when you make a wish and they don't come true. So that's what I was.
Can you make them come true?
I've had wishes come true. Yes.
How do you know they were going to?
Well, I'll give you an example.
They might have come true anyway.
Yeah, true. But no, well, I'll give you
okay,
a thing.
Example.
Okay,
yeah.
So. At New Year's Eve, I always do intentions. I write down what I'd like for the year. And myself and I told Brenda Drum about this. So we wrote our intentions, wishes on Chinese lanterns, and we let them up in the sky. Except for it's raining.
Right, symbolic,
so they
okay.
And what we wrote down so far is coming true. She's
Who's
got more
there?
Radio
Who's
work.
Up there?
Bill and Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to get a much increased workload
okay,
now.
Okay, without having to divulge any big secrets and things, but were they achievable wishes or were they impossible ones that actually came true in the end?
That's
much
a
really to your
good
surprise.
Question. Well, me self-publishing this book is a big one. I've always wanted to be an author. I've always wanted to write since I was a little girl. And my first short story was actually based in centred around Bray. It was a desperate story. But I never thought I would make it. Do you know what I mean? I never thought about self-publishing. I never thought. And I asked to be published this year.
Yeah.
And I've made it happen. Now, one could say, that could be achievable, Helen. You've done it yourself. But there have been things happening behind the scenes that I would not have expected.
Okay, well, give us some advice on making wishes then. Do you have to drag them back a bit? Because if you're too greedy or something, you mightn't get what you're looking for, right? So you can say, well, I really like that, but I'll just bring it back a little bit because of more chance. Or should you just go for it?
It depends on who you are. If you're it's a relatively cautious person like myself, start small. If you're a big dreamer like the guy Eric, he is going to make it big. Then just write down whatever you want it to happen. I'm a bit skeptical. When I heard about this affirmation idea first, I didn't think it would work.
So explain to us affirmation.
Write down, for example, I, Helen Quinn, would like to be a best-selling author.
Okay, you know. But then do you forget about it, or do you have to work hard at it?
No, you don't have to work at it.
You don't have to do anything?
No, just release it out there and it'll come. And believe in it. Believe that you will
have it. And who does all that?
Loads of people. There's loads of us out there.
No, but who looks at them? It's not Bill and Ben or somebody.
Bill and Bob?
Bill and Bob, no.
They're my fictitious creation.
But there are, in real life, inverted commas, people like them.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah.
I mean, I have no evidence to dismiss it, but it sounds plausible.
Well, it's all energy-based. So, and again, that's a theme that plays a lot in the novel.
Right.
It, you know, one could say the universe answers it back. God, whatever word you want to use. I wanted to create two concrete characters that people could connect with. Because Bill and Bob, they're almost like Greek gods. You know, they have their temper tantrums, their hissy fits, their moments of sorrow, their moments of joy. They're fallible. They're not these perfect beings. They argue something terrible between each other. You know, there's rivalry amongst the other lords.
They're the gatekeepers on the wishes.
Yeah, well, there's a number of them, but they cover the Britain and Ireland department.
Oh, right. But, you know, you can actually, this part of it, I think we can agree on, that you can train your mind into... When you want something, train your mind to look for those opportunities that linked to the achievement of this particular goal you were looking for. And ultimately, your wish maybe can come true then because you've trained your mind for it. And maybe that's the same thing as looking for a wish.
Absolutely.
You unconsciously put it into a drawer, wrote down the thing and forgot all about it, or put it in the Chinese lantern. But your brain had taken that in and was exploring ways to achieve it.
And it kind of happens, and you kind of almost attract it, and it comes to you. I've heard of many experiences, other people have had that experience, whereby they put it away, but they see something that they go, oh, I'll make that connection there. And it does, you're kind of partly making it happen yourself.
So the 8 stories, are they fictional, or you drew them from
Oh, they're completely anywhere? Fictional, okay. Yeah. They're, as I said, there's a mixture. There's a wish for love, there's a wish for to get back home, there's a village idiot who's lost his way. And then these are interspersed with the actual story of the characters on Alora and how they make the wishes come true and how they have to battle against the negativities.
Okay. And where's this available?
Right, well, it's available, the book version, there's 2 versions, the digital version and a book version. The digital version, you can find the links on my website, helenquinn.ie. And the book will be available in Farrell's in Newbridge and in the Black Rabbit in Temple Bar in Dublin. And there's more information on my website on helenquinn.ie. And if you want to follow me, I'm on Twitter at follow at Tales from Alora.
Okay, and you spell that A-U-L-O-R-A. Where'd you get that name?
I made it up.
I wish I could have made that up too. Helen Quinn, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for having me.
Helen A. Quinn. I know there's a few Helen Quinns around, so it's
Well,
Helen
my mother's
A. Quinn.
Helen Quinn, so I'm Helen A. Quinn.
Right, okay. I'm not like my mother. Fair enough. Okay. Thanks, Helen, and greetings all to relatives and friends in Arklow as well from Helen. Thanks very much for coming in. Great to meet you, Helen. Thank you.
Thank you, Duncan.
Meehan's Mindbender.